Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. Got Captain Chip Wingo in here.
Good morning, Vic.
And a special guest, Brett Warren from the Fish Bites Outpost?
Yeah, Fish Bites Trading Post.
Trading Post, that's it. I had a brain freeze. Sorry about that.
Imagine that.
How many times have you said their name on here and then I get a brain freeze right off the bat here? But so anyway, if you got any questions about the Trading Post down there, give us a call, 222-8255. And a little chilly and some wind blowing today, so probably not a lot of people fishing.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's not too many people out there sheephead fishing on the jetties this morning at 15 to 20 knot nor'easter. So, you know, that's not going to be very good. But anyway, you been fishing this week?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I turkey hunted. No, I stayed up. You know, I looked at the weather patterns and had the opportunity to move some charters around and stayed up. I came home, did the show last week, and then turned around and drove right back up. Mm. So now I have to buckle down and go about 12 days straight.
Yeah. This week?
Yeah.
During the nor'easter?
No, when we have this beautiful weather coming Monday. So.
Yeah.
Nice bird you set, you had on Facebook.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful animals. Did you see the video of the little Jake?
Yeah.
He came in and this thing wouldn't leave. He beat up my decoy, and then jumped on the hen decoy and tried to create more decoys, and he wouldn't leave. He was there for like an hour and a half, and I finally was like, you know, I don't want to spook him because I don't want to spook anything else that might be around, but I couldn't get rid of him. When he left, it looked like a war zone because everything's laying on the ground, and I'm like, nothing else is gonna, they're gonna walk out and look at that and go, what the, you know. But no, it was beautiful. It was a lot of fun. Did you fish this week, Vic?
No, I fished last Sunday, and then I was supposed to take a guy for the giant drum on Monday. They called for 15 to 20 knot winds, and of course, he likes to catch him at the jetties, and so we wound up not going. And so anyway, the weather didn't work out. And between that and had another eye doctor appointment, stuff like that. So I've been trying to keep an eye on my eyes pretty good. So, you know,
I keep forgetting something. To bring you those crab chunks. The big triangle chunks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we went sheephead fishing.
I want them but for those drum.
Yeah.
I want to try it for those drum.
Yeah. Well, even if you have, like, the funny part is, you know how we cut the crab up?
Mm-hmm.
And the little fish will pick through the guts and the meat out. I like taking those chunks of shell and putting that fish bite on there, the crab triangle, so that it has the scent and the attraction. And when they grab a hold of it, they crunch it so it's...
Yeah,
just like, you know.
Sounds like it. Sounds like the real thing.
Yeah, and then boom, there they are. Mm-hmm. So, but when we were fishing, I threw it out of the back. I was catching all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah. Nice little drum. Too.
Yeah, drum and sea bass and mm-hmm. something else. I mean, yeah, I talk about it all the time on the show. It's like I love my fish bites.
Yeah,
I love the Fight Club baits when we're throwing, you know, straight artificials, and then throwing the chunks and the strips. Is that cutter you guys have, the braid cutter?
Yeah, the long snips.
Works perfect for cutting those strips up for your fish bites. So how long have you been around fish bites?
I've been around fish bites since 2000.
Wow.
I've been using them since 2000. I've only been with the company now for about 6 months.
6 months?
Yep. And
I just, you know, I used to use them, and then... I don't know what happened. I got away from them for some reason. I, you know, it's, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I not using those again?
Well, and probably when you used to use them, they were just the strips, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And now with the different baits that it is available, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
I mean, than just the plain strips, because, you know, it's like the, well, we always talk about that. The Fight Club, the
Dirty Boxer,
mm-hmm. and how the tail just kind of swims so easily.
Oh, it moves with no current.
Yeah.
You know, it just moves on its own.
I put it under a float one day just to see to move it real slow. I mean, you could barely move the thing. And, you know, the reason I put it on a float so I could keep it up where I could watch it. And, I mean, the thing just kind of barely, I mean, you can barely move it and it just swims. It's so crazy.
Yeah, they work.
I've never seen any bait that do that, you know, that easily.
Even the guys in Alaska are getting the halibut on them.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
That is killer.
It's funny, if you look at what they use up in Alaska, they're like white, those big white curly tails.
Yep.
So it makes sense. But I use, you know, Leon and I, a couple of years ago, were fishing the cystic fibrosis tournament out of St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Leon, these baits are really good, the swim baits. I said, let's grab some, get chartreuse and a couple other colors, and let's go pre-fish. And, I mean, Leon is a great fisherman. He doesn't fish artificials as much. He was hammering big trout on him that day, and I was just turning around looking at him going, and we're just flipping it up to oyster bars and popping it, you know, hopping it, letting it fall. And then we went up to Strike Zone, and I think we bought most of what they had, and then we started talking about it, and then they sold it out. It was gone, and they're like, we got more in. So
yeah, they hold up well, too.
Yes.
Let's get Mike on real quick. Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys.
What's happening, Mr. Conley?
Man, I've been up all night like a kid at Christmas.
Uh-oh. Are you going over the internet pictures?
Oh, my God. I got it built already, Chip.
Oh, God. I was telling them the boats you were looking at, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'll take yours.
Yeah, he's waiting for you to buy another one.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. So I got good news. I'll talk to you later about what we talked about last night.
Just don't trade it in, he says.
Yeah, don't trade it in. No.
That's not happening. I'll see you about 8:30, but actually calling in to give Fish Bites and Brett a pat on the back. That stuff's great. Just love it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I got sold on it last year, ran out of crab up, bull drum fishing, and all I had was some of the orange strip, and I took two pieces of that and had it flopping down there, and I was catching one for one with the guys around me, so I got sold on it in a hurry. And
thank you.
So,
he kept sending pictures, and he kept sending pictures to me on text showing me that, you know, the fish that – the bull reds that he was catching in river like that. And, you know, it was just amazing that he did that without crab.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's what we like about it, is there's no mess.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, when you cut the legs off, cut the tips off, hook the thing on there, the gray water, as I call it, goes all over your boat.
That's the worst thing.
By the end of the day, it turns into something nuclear.
Yeah.
And then you have to bleach it and pressure wash it to get it off.
Sort of like pine sap.
Yeah,
if you don't wipe it off when it's wet, I don't know what that stuff is in them that comes out of them, but boy, I'm telling you.
And you get on Mike Conley's boat, and it's perfect.
Vic, it's the same stuff that women have inside them.
Nuclear? No. That when you get on Mike's boat, his boat is spotless. Perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like trying to hang the crabs over the side, you know, and he's I have a saltwater washdown. I have a spray down for you. I'm like, yeah, okay, no problem. You know. But yeah, it's drastically changed my charter fishing having the baits, because I can take the average person who doesn't throw artificials and have them throw the dirty boxer, especially the dirty boxer, because they can work it slow and they can catch fish.
Mm.
So, and you know,
and what was amazing to me last year, you just catch a pompano.
Yeah, I was catching the pompano on them. Yeah,
that big bait.
I know.
I mean, the pompano's mouth is like, you know,
and they were hammering it. I mean, that was on a popping cork too.
Yeah,
because I like using it on the popping cork. But it's they're awesome baits.
And if you're not too busy, Mike, I can put you on hold.
Yeah, I'll hold on for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know how long you were on there to start with. We were talking so much, I didn't even look at the phone. So you might have been on there a little bit long. But I'll put you on hold and get you as soon as we come back, Mike.
You got it, brother.
222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
Boss Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Grass and break the end of the rod off.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're back. We got Mike back on here. Yeah, we were talking to Brett a while ago about how much you have used those, and talk about them when you call in.
Oh yeah, the stuff's great. And you know, the one thing that I had my brother-in-law out last week, not a fisherman, and Chip will tell you, you know, good guy, trying to learn, and finally I broke down and bought some shrimp, which is something I don't usually do, but always tip it with a piece of the little shrimp triangle or whatever you call it, that just the extra piece of shrimp, fish bites along with the shrimp. Stole that idea from Chip, because once he tossed the shrimp too hard and the shrimp's gone, he still got a piece of bait down there, and it worked just as good as the shrimp.
And that and that happens so many times.
And once you get a lot of times, you'll get picked, you know, and then you'll still have some fish bites on it because it stays on there so good. Yeah. So, you know, you still got a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not sitting down there naked. So,
well, when I'm working the ledges with my clients, you know, I like to have them throw up current and let it bounce down the edge from say 3 feet of water, and as it drops down, a lot of times as it's dropping down, your little trash fish, you know, I don't ever think really any fish is trash. They're fun to catch, but as it drops down, they'll pick it apart, and they're also leaving a scent trail while they're doing that. But as that bounces down, you know, we catch everything: trout, redfish, flounder, sheep's head, drum. Everything eats it. I mean, Corey caught that flounder that was almost 8 pounds on just a piece of fish bites, period. He was just throwing a little strip. And you know, a lot of people don't understand that flounder will eat dead bait. They can, they smell really well, I guess, and they'll eat anything. Well, not anything, but you know what I mean. They'll eat dead bait.
We've actually caught a couple on, believe it or not, quart of crab.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I always add a piece to the baits, and also I like to throw different colors. Like, you have that electric chicken color.
Yes.
And I love that one.
Yeah, I like the color.
And I cut it up. You know, put it on there so it gives my bait some color, you know, and it shows up in the water a little bit better. But also, you know, the neurostimulizer that they have in fish bites is what creates the want to eat. you know, but it, I don't know. If anybody, it's like, I have people that are like, you use that stuff and it works? And they're like, I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, here, try some. Here, a couple strips, put it on a roll. You know, and I said, I use it every day. You know, people are like, what's that hanging on the hook? I go, magic. I call that the magic bait.
Insurance policy.
Yes, yeah, insurance policy.
Yeah, because people chum a lot by throwing the shrimp off, you know. I mean, especially if you get one that's been molting.
Yeah.
And they're so soft. I mean, you can barely even drop it down if you're float fishing and let him go, you know.
Yeah, Mike uses the – Mike loves the curly tails, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, the curly tails, you, and they're great under a float, too.
I mean, they
just – he's the hell out of fish, I guess.
But, well, and I was surprised, Mike, that, you know, when Chip's clients was catching his pompano – I mean, when you look at a pompano's mouth, you know, how tiny that thing is, and then you look at, a you know, the curly tail fish bite, I mean, my God – the bait's the biggest fish is, and it's amazing to me.
Yeah, it it was fun. You know, the nice thing about it too is sometimes you know, I'll throw it different ways. I'll put it on a circle hook, you know, or just through the tip of the bait. You know, sometimes I put it on a jig, a heavier jig, deeper water, a lighter jig when we're throwing shallow, especially around oyster bars, because you can swim it right across the top of the oyster bar and then let it fall on the other side and it gets hit. But and then I came up with a little trick. If some of the jig heads I was using didn't have great keepers on them, so I got those real thin, I mean, they're about the size of a toothpick, the zip ties.
Yeah.
And old Captain Wingostein would put it on there and zip tie that sucker down there. And, I mean, it won't come off. But, I mean, because the bait lasts so long.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a good keeper on your hook,
you can pull
it doesn't
off.
Lock in, yeah. you know, and when you catch 5, 6, 7 trout in a row on them, you know, they get beat up, or other fish, you know. So, but yeah, there's little tricks. It's funny because that Leon was like, you think that's going to bother the fish?
No.
Hell yeah, they don't care. It's just a collar.
Have you used those, Mike?
No. He talks about it all the time, but actually the jig heads I use just have such a good barb on them. I haven't had that issue.
Yeah, I steal one or two every time I go out with them and put it on mine real quick and hook them on.
They work well, no doubt. Yeah.
So,
you know, not just your brand, but actually, and another plug here, but TBS jigs have a really nice barb on them. And, you know, it works really well on your product and, you know, some of the other products out there, even if you're using, you know, like the Elastec, that there's really, really hard baits that are the really hard, really soft baits that are really pliable that come from Z-Man. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you get over those barbs and they stay on forever as well.
Oh, yeah, Tony's jigs are really good for holding on to baits too. It's got good hooks in them too.
And so are Wahoo jigs. They're all
that's what I'm using now. Mm-hmm. I've switched to the, you know, I've been using the Wahoo, especially since you carry them and I can get them. You know, and they've got a good hook, you know, and the biggest part with us is we go through so many jig heads, you know, and I have a little file and I'll sharpen some of them up. I usually sharpen them before I ever throw them, just real quick, just make sure there's no burr on it or anything of that nature, especially the tips. If you watch the oyster bars when you're fishing, a lot of times you'll roll a tip.
Yep.
So, you know, you can pop that real quick and they're sharp. You know, there's nothing worse than getting a bite and missing a fish, especially on an artificial. When you're like, why didn't he hook up? And you look and it's got a little roll on it. And you're like, that's why.
Yeah, and there's Florida Fishing Products reels that you told me about also that Mike uses a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, those things are great. I've only got one so far, but, you know.
I just ordered two more.
It's on my custom rod, so I've used it both times we went fishing, you know.
Can't beat the warranty.
No. And the service.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you know, they sell. Go ahead, Mike.
I'll tell you what, Brett. I can tell you this, that I have sent those reels back and had them back. I've sent them out on a Monday and had them back in time to fish on Saturday.
That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome.
I'm not fine, but you know, it's certainly within 2 weeks. And I sent one back last Friday, and Kale gave me a call yesterday, said that they had a little problem with it, and that, you know, they were considering replacing the reel, And I said, I can wait on it. And he said, well, that's fine. And, you know, he just talked me through it. And, you know, we agreed that there was no, he was going to give me a discount on another reel. But I just said, you know, I can wait for it because I got enough of the other ones.
Now, where do you send them to?
They go to right Tampa.
Tampa.
They're out of Tampa. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. it is quick because we sent one off at the beginning of the week and had it at the end of the week. So it's they're a great company. They stand by what they sell.
Like that. It's nope. And I use this as a trademark term, but it's like power pole service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
That's the standard.
If you want perfect service, it's from power pole.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can call them. I can call them and go, I broke this. And, you know, you sit there with the tech guy on the phone, take a picture of it, email it to him, and he go, yeah, da 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 da. And the next morning when you get, or whenever you get your UPS the next day, it's there. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? You know, boom, it's there.
That's great.
You know, but that's the reason I switched the reels. Mike talked me into trying them out. And actually, he gave me one, and I started using it when I was on charters and when I would fish. And then I started letting clients use it. And they're like, man, this is nice, you know. And I started watching the way they work the reel and how aggressive they were on, you know how clients are.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling and flipping the opposite directions. Damn. And, you know, so I'm like, and they held up. And then I got my new ones in, and then I really put them to the test. I didn't wash them.
You told us about that.
Yeah,
you abused
them for a whole year. I'm going to abuse these to see if you know, I mean, it sounds dumb, but, you know, before I really fall in love with them. And, of course, I can't kill them. Now, I have a couple that are a little gummy, but after a year of not really taking care of them,
oh, yeah,
you know, they're phenomenal. And the drag systems are what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Mike taught me into that. Mike showed me that, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to have these reels.
22 pounds of drag on the 2500.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yep.
So, and Mike, you know, Mike, you have, what, the 5s, 6s, and 8s?
I've got 1,000, I got 2,500s, 3,000s, 4,000s, 5,000s, and 6.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we can pretty much catch anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What you use what you use for the bull reds, Mike?
The 6s and 6. The 5.
Yeah, 5s and 6s. I had a client with the 8,000, and I had to back the drag off because he couldn't. I thought he was going to get pulled over or lose the rod. Because that's 49 pounds
of drag. Yep.
49 pounds of drag on a reel. I mean, you can stop anything with that you can catch on a rod and reel.
I locked up on we were tarpon fishing down Fort Myers, and I locked up on a bull shark with one of my 8,000s, and I weigh 230 pounds, and I'm pretty broad, and I had to back off on the drag. It was just too much work.
Yeah, I agree. I had that tarpon hooked up. When I grabbed the rod from him to back the drag off a little bit, I was like, ooh, we might need to loosen this up for you a little bit, brother. You know, because you know how it is. You want to stick those fish. Yeah. I don't want to fight tarpon too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, uh-oh. And, of course, the knot held and the hook didn't bend. And I was like, we got to loosen this drag quick. Mm-hmm. You know, but.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But Mike talked.
Hey, Vic.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Vic, the one thing that Chip didn't mention, nor did Brett, is they actually work on the reels right there in their shop. Florida Fishing Products has a their whole building is about 3 of your studios right there, maybe 4. And there's a guy, Corners guy's in a little workshop, and he works on the reels right there. So just so you know that.
Man.
Awesome. Yep.
They're a great company.
Great company.
I'm happy I'm with them.
Good deal. Well, I sure appreciate you holding on, Mike.
All right, guys. I will talk to you all later, and good luck, Brett. I really like your store, and Chip, I'll see you about 8:30.
Thanks, got it, Mike. Brother.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate all right. it. All right, buddy. 222-8255. Give us a call, and we got Brett Warren here from Fish Bites Trading Post. So give us a call and ask him any questions you want about the store, about the products. And we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Capitol Police officer who died after a man rammed his car into him and another officer at a barricade was identified as an 18-year veteran of the force. William Billy Evans joined the department in 2003. He was a member of its first responders unit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hailed Evans as a, quote, martyr for our democracy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he was heartbroken at the news. The political peril is deepening for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, the often outspoken congressman, increasingly isolated amid a federal sex trafficking investigation. He says the charges are nothing but an extortion plot against him and his family. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued an executive order banning businesses from requiring customers to show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We are the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M-Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey, Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you got to grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuck and brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe. It's a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Sunny skies through Wednesday with a high today of 65, up to 71 Sunday, 77 on Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday into the lower 80s. Mostly clear nights, low tonight and Sunday night into the middle 40s. Monday through Wednesday night, looking for lows into the middle 50s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We were talking about the winds. We got northeast winds 15 to 20 knots today, diminishing to around 15 knots in the afternoon. Tomorrow, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 15. Monday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north around 10 knots. And Tuesday is when it's finally going to turn south winds 5 to 10 knots. So looks like Tuesday and Wednesday is not going to be, you know, so bad. But, you know, it looks like the next couple of days, today and Sunday and then Monday, might be a little choppy out there, a little bit rolly. So just be careful if you're going fishing out there. You know, I cannot believe that they have not even attempted to retrieve that barge yet out there. It's got 12,000 tons of ash on it.
They're still talking there? About,
yep, still
it's
there.
It's not on the rocks, though, right?
It's not on the rocks. It's down the beach a little bit. But when I saw it on TV yesterday, it looks like it's maybe having a problem. I know they said the hull was kind of damaged.
Gotcha.
And it looked to me like it was sinking. But, you know, now they're going to have a nor'easter. You know, seas 4 to 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help matters.
Nope.
Which side is it on? Is it on the Mayport side?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I guess it got damaged from being on the rocks, you know, on the south rocks. Of course, that's going to create probably some more areas for new oysters for sheep's head, you know, on those rocks. that thing bounced up and down there for a day or so. But anyway, I just cannot get over, you know, how long it's taken them to retrieve that thing, because it looks like to me when they have something, I realize it's, you know, not in the way of the navigable part of St. John's, but the problem with it is the longer it sits there, the more damage it's likely to have. And, I mean, you're talking 12,000 tons of ash. If that gets in the ocean, that's going to be devastating right in there.
And that's full of heavy metals and stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That comes out of, like, the power plants?
It must. That's yeah. From what I understand. But it was heading to a landfill. I don't know where. But anyway, it just seemed to me like when you have something like that, there would be a lot more interest, or whatever you want to call it, you know, to go ahead and just get the thing out of there,
yeah.
You know, right away. I mean, like, when it happens, just get it out of there right away. You know, if you or I had a problem with the boat and we had a fuel spill, they'd be wanting to, you know, charge us the, you know, $500,000 for a fuel spill. But mm-hmm. You got this barge sitting out there with 12,000 tons of ash and the hull's damaged. So is some of it coming out already? I mean, you know.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, what's going on with it? But it just amazes me that, you know, that they're waiting this long. So I don't know. I mean, I can understand there might be more problems with it than I know about. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm no engineer now, or, you know, no marine engineer. my engineering field was for water mains and building roads and stuff. So I have nothing to do with marine engineering or whatever. But it just seems to me like there would be a rush to get that thing, you know, back underway and get it where it's going.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at, you know, possibly another week, I guess. It's just amazing to me to have just let that thing sit there.
Yeah, hopefully the integrity of the hull's still there, you know, after beaching itself, being on the rocks. I think that's the same material they use out at Camp Blanding on the roads. The roads when you get off the paved roads.
Yeah, like the gravel
hard
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they use ash mixed in with that. I think they used a lot of it from the JEA plant. I remember Pops talking about it. I think that's correct with that was what they used. And that stuff gets hard as a rock.
Yeah.
You know, and
we used to go down those roads when we used to camp out there.
Yeah.
It came in. I had a card to get in out there when I was in the reserves. And the thing about it is we'd take those little roads and get off the beaten path and get mm-hmm. those little ponds.
Yeah.
Those little ponds had some bass in them things. I mean, you know, there's ponds all out there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where they're, you know, bomb holes or whatever they are, you know, from them practicing. And come to find out, my father actually did his basic training in there before he left for the Korean.
Did he really?
Korean War, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they have good lakes. They have Lowry, Magnolia. They have the Blue Hole. Usually you can't fish the Blue Hole. That's the one they use for the bombing range.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is, it's beautiful. I mean, it's blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I guess they call it Blue Lake or whatever. But, yeah, we go out there. You can only fish, like, they'll open it up, like, every other weekend, and you can only fish from, like, 7 to 12. or from sunrise to 12 as soon as the guy would open the gate. But it's good fishing. I mean, and not a whole lot of people fish it.
Yeah.
So when you get out there, they're real receptive to eating artificials. You know?
Yeah, because my brother and I, we'd take, I had a, one time I had a motorcycle, a dirt bike at one time. And so we'd go down and take, you know, take the dirt bike with us. And we'd camp and we'd jump on the dirt bike and go down those roads because, you know, a lot of them's overgrown. There's not much, you know, much area to go through. It's almost like a trail we go through there. We were heading down there one morning. I mean, it was just after daylight heading down there. You know, he was holding the rods and sitting on the back. And I come up and saw this thing turn and look at us. And I stopped real quick. And it was a big old panther. And he was sitting right there in the road. And I was like, you know, okay, what do we do? And he just kind of looked at us and then just kind of walked off the road. And I kind of turned the bike around. And I said, we're going somewhere else. Of course, there's panthers all out there, you know.
I got a pretty cool bike coming this week. I bought one of those Rad Rover e-bikes, the electric bikes.
Oh.
With, you can pedal and pedal assist, and you can use it for hunting. Yeah. I'm going to use it for hunting and try to get some exercise. But, yeah, so one of the things that's cool about the Trading Post is you guys have everything from blue water to basically brim fishing, right?
Yes, we carry it all. We got, you know, inshore, offshore, surf fishing, freshwater. We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, last time I was in there, it was like every time I go into those places, I have to put blinders on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, check out this foul weather gear. Hey, check out this. Check out that. I want those pliers, you know.
Oh, tell me about it, man. Every paycheck, I take a hit. I'm not kidding. You can see what I just got.
Yeah.
What I just got yesterday here. Yeah. So it's a sick. We call it the sickness.
The
sickness. As soon as we get paid, we get hit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, they turned me on to the J braid.
Yeah.
And now I'm in love with that braid.
It's like, awesome, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
So smooth.
It's ridiculous. I have to back off the bank now because my clients can actually, not all, I mean, all my clients, not all my clients don't have the casting ability. The ones who don't, you know, they throw it a mile. One of my guys cast for a while. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he threw it like across the island that we were fishing. And he's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, it'll fling it, you know.
Yeah.
And
so how big of spools does that come in? Does it come in small and large spools?
The J braid, it comes in 150 yard spools. And also we have the bulk spools that we spool off of. So, and we have it pretty much, we're waiting on our 10 right now, but we have it in 15 and up. So
I like 20 myself. Yeah. That's what I prefer to use.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to go to 10. I'd probably be casting, you know, 30 yards more, but
doesn't wear you out as easy.
No. And the only thing I found with that line is you have to add a couple extra wraps on the FG knot
because
it's so slick that, you know, so sometimes I'll add 3, maybe 4, maybe 6 extra wraps, up to 26 wraps on it. But once it's on and once you get it cinched down, if you tie a good knot, you know, then you have 6 feet a leader. And even the leader coming out with the line, you know, leader coming through the guides, it still casts a mile.
You know. So with that, is that kind of comparable price for other braids, just to let people know?
It is. Here? It's comparable to Power Pro. We sell a lot of Power Pro as well, the 4-strand and the 8-strand. So it's all good. You know, those are really what we push, the J-braid and the Power Pro, because that's what we use.
And
so,
a lot of people don't understand the 4-strand and the 8-strand on the braid. So
the 4-strand is a lot more coarse. Makes more noise going through your guides. It slows it down a little. So the 8-strand is going to give you a longer cast, and it's going to, you know, you'll be able to tell, no doubt. It's so a more supple line, too. It's not as stiff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
And so as
good stuff.
Probably doesn't wear on your guides as bad, like on the tip, when you have the 8-strand compared to the 4, because of that, you know, I know in the tips, you know, a lot of times it'll cut it right through there if while you're catching a lot of fish like that.
Yeah. Know? No, we haven't had any issues with it. It's been good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. Give us a call, 222-8255. We got Brett Warren here from Fish Bikes Trading Post. Give us a call. And, of course, Captain Chip Wingo is with us again this morning.
Yep.
So,
next weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Next weekend, I've got the Builders Tournament.
Right.
Yeah. So
you won't be here then.
The last one. Last Saturday, Vic, that I'll take off.
Give us a call, 222-8255.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Back there working,
and we're back this morning.
So Mike chimed in on the ash, yep. You know, because Mike's in that industry.
Oh yeah.
And he said oil ash has heavy metals in it. He said coal ash is landfill able and used as an aggregate for roads, not a huge deal. So okay. Hopefully that's a coal
well
ash.
And if it's can go in the landfill, that's mm-hmm. where this was supposed to be headed to. So yeah. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. So
I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. He said it low acidity is the only issue with it. Mm. So, but that's, thank you very much.
Yeah. Make me rest assured a little bit better because
it was a little scary.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, 12,000 tons is what they said that it's got, and the hull's damaged. I'm thinking, and you're just waiting and waiting. We had a nor'easter last week.
Yeah.
Now we got, you know, 3-day nor'easter happening now. You know, I'm thinking all that's going to do is just make problems worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm glad to hear that's probably what it is because they did say it was heading to a landfill.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we were talking about trailer people putting boats on trailers and stuff.
Yeah.
I came in from doing a charter one day at Beach Boulevard and in a bad thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that last week getting yeah. caught or week before getting caught in it. Anyway, so I pull up and I tell my clients, I was like, look, as soon as we hit the dock, get off, go get in your car and get out of the boat. I mean, it's cracking lightning everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, you know, you guys can just text me over. We'll take care of it on Venmo or whatever. So I jump in the truck, pull the boat up on the trailer, jump out, tie it off, trim the motor up, drive off. You know, it's bad. I'm sitting at the light at Beach Boulevard and hear pop, 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 pop.
Oh, no.
My motor's still running on my boat. I mean, I was so worried about getting struck by lightning that my motor is still running. And I'm oh my God, I run back there, of course, and I just reach in and pull the kill switch, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, what did I do to my motor? Blah, 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 blah. So I call Stewart up and I'm like, man, I made a mistake and da 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 da. And he's like, ah, oh, it shouldn't be any problem. And it never did anything wrong, you know.
Did you miss that water pump at all?
No. And I was right at the, right at my service time. So, you know, he was replacing the water pump and everything in it. And it's like, no problems. You know, nowadays they don't, you don't do them on every service. Mm-hmm. Do them like once a year or once every 2 years. I didn't realize that. I'd rather have mine changed because of the stuff we're in. The sand, the mud,
yeah,
and everything
else. Yeah, I
change
mine once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I love about having, you know, Estuardo Vargas with Mobile Marine as my mechanic. Phenomenal mechanic. Straight up honest. And, you know, it's like, you know I can say, hey, I need help. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's straight up on it and takes care of it, you know. And it's awesome when you have somebody. I don't know anything about motors.
It's great when you have somebody you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to mess you over. You know? And, I mean, I've been going to the same people for, 25 years now. And I just, you know, I have so much trust in them. And it's worth it, you know.
Yeah. Well, it gives you that peace of mind, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an expensive investment. You know, I had to replace mine last year. And that wasn't cheap.
No.
And, you know, it's like, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I only got 880 hours out of the last motor, but it was the same problem you had, same problem that a couple other people had with the hole in the exhaust.
No, that was wild.
You know, supposedly that's fixed now. But
yeah,
it
should be. Because they were aware of that problem, and then they didn't want to fix it because it was out of warranty.
Yeah, well, once it goes out of warranty, they don't care anymore.
Well,
you know, I guess.
They fixed mine because I had told Sam Sheets down there, it's, you know, Jacksonville Marine Sales and Service, Doctors Lake Marina. And, you know, he said, hey, it's out of warranty. They said it's out of warranty. They couldn't do anything. I said, well, tell them, you know, I've been doing this radio show for like, you know, 10 years at that time. And I said, tell them I'd be glad to talk about it, whether it's good or bad. You let me know.
Yeah.
And he called me back the next day and said they'll fix it.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, they should. I mean, come on. I mean, we use the product.
They knew it.
We sell the product.
Yeah, and they knew it.
Yeah, they knew they had an issue.
Exactly.
And it's, well, they'll like, they take the chance of waiting for those to get out of warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Is it worth it to wait to get out of warranty?
Yeah, than fixing it.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe they made enough on the repair. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. But yeah, they took care of it for me, which I was glad because I was so upset. But so anyway, Brett. You fish tournaments?
Not anymore, no. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I don't either.
Marty still fishes tournaments, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got to mention Mihaw.
Okay, yes, we got to mention Mihaw.
Mihaw. Oh, I call him Mihaw. Mihaw.
Yep.
Mihaw works at the
Trading Post.
Trading Post, and he gets excluded out of the advertising promos and stuff like that all the time. So it's like every time I'm like, and Mihaw. So it's pretty cool that the way you guys do your seminars and your from surf fishing to kayaking.
Yep.
And you know, they've even let me do one. And now you have another event coming up in May, correct?
Yes, we have Real Love coming up. She's a inshore angler and offshore angler, a very well-rounded angler, and we try to do a seminar on the last Saturday of every month.
Okay.
And we might throw a couple of extra ones in there here and there if we, you know, we have the need. We got offshore stuff, inshore stuff coming, you know.
Nice.
We're going to try to do one every month, so at least once a month.
It's pretty cool. They have a big porch with chairs, like the Adirondack chairs.
Yeah, so you can do it outside.
Yeah, you can chill out and do it outside.
Good. For this day and time, a lot of people want to be outside, you know.
They do, yep. And we can understand that. So we have a pretty big shop, though, so it handles a lot of people.
That's great.
Yeah, the one I did, the guys made out. One guy got a bull bay rod, and then everybody ended up getting something off the raffle I did. You know, it was a free raffle, but we gave away fluorocarbon line and fish bites products and hats and buffs. And, you know, it's pretty cool. They had a kids boating learning seminar going on.
Yep. We do a kids casting clinic and the boating clinic and all that. We have a lady that comes and does that, and she's real good. And she does parties and stuff too.
She's nice. I like her. She's a little salty like the rest of us. I love her.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
So, but yeah, it's neat because you go, you know, it's not just going to a bait tackle store, so to speak. I mean, there's so much there. And I like the fact that you guys talked me into trying the J-Braid out. I keep talking about it, but it's like, it's a game changer. I know Scotty was trying it out too. And it's when I don't keep up on a lot of the technologies, and you know, it's nice when you go in somewhere and they're like, hey, check this out, this product, you'll like it, you know, and you know, especially when tournament guys like Marty and you fished them too, you know, when they're using a product, it's for an advantage to them, like whether it be castability, strength, abrasion resistance.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden I put it on and I'm like, ooh, I did one reel and drove back
down.
And
what color is that?
I went with blue because I see blues really well. And I can watch the line in the water. You know, a lot of times, you know how it is. You've got three people fishing and you've got eyes in the back of your head. Basically, I'm watching rod tips line. I'm like, you're getting a bite, and they've got a, you know, the slack line.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're getting a bite, reel up, reel up, reel up. And they're like, what are you talking about? And then they're hooked up because you can see the line.
Yep.
Greens in our water, that dark green might be a good camouflage, but I find that the fish here don't care. We were in a good bite that we were catching fish so fast, and we broke a couple off that I just went straight to braid, tying a polymer knot on jigs, and it didn't matter. Yeah. The fish don't care, you know? So, but
yeah, people are amazed whenever I do that. They're, you know, and then we catch fish because I don't use a leader. The only time I use a leader, you know, like fluorocarbon is under a float, you know, but,
well, you sheep's head fish that way with straight braid, don't you? Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. There's no stretch.
Yeah.
You know, and it's instant hook. You can feel it. Yeah, you can feel it straight to the hook. Yeah. And the funny part is,
I say you can feel it, but a lot of times you have to tell clients. The hook. Yeah, you have to tell clients that they're getting a bite because they're like, what? How do you know? And I don't, but, you know.
Well, on my bait casters, I used to throw a 50-pound braid with my topwater plugs.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then just back the drag off. But and when you bass fish and you're punching, when you're using the big tungsten weights and the creature baits and you're punching through mats and in deep cover, you use straight braid, you know, and it makes sense. You know, it's strong enough. And I, you know, I like using fluorocarbon because of the stretch and it's easy to tie, you know, but the polymer not so fast anyway.
Oh yeah, it is.
Through loop, bam, bam, done.
Yeah. Do you tie a half hitch over top of it?
Yeah. Two actually.
Yeah.
And then I reversed the hitch.
Yeah, because if you don't, that little bit of slip, you know, you catch your tag, you know, with that braid, a little bit of slip, and it'll be, you know, you have no tag sticking out.
Yeah.
You know, that makes you real nervous.
Yeah, I know.
Cut it back off and start again.
Yeah, the last thing you want is all of a sudden that fish is pulling, dragging, and he goes, tink, and you see the loose line come back. You're like, no.
So what knots you like to use?
I'm an FG guy for my leader knot, and usually a loop knot for my jig head.
For the jig head?
Yeah, pretty much. Unless I need something that cinches down tight on the lure, and I'll do another uni there. I'll do a uni there, so.
222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back.